Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mad Dog English with Joe Cocker, the late great Joe Cocker, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, Mad Dog American. Glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Rebecca Romero Rainey is here. She's the president and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. Rebecca, thanks again for being here. And I got fair warning for you. We're like the Hotel California around here. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So
I love it.
Fair warning.
My favorite song.
Hey, Rebecca. We've been talking for a long time about the CARES Act, the Paycheck Protection Program, how it's helped people. I just got through doing an interview with the NFIB, and we determined we all believe that the help from the government has helped the index of small business optimism be better than it would have been without the help. I know a lot of small business owners that are still in business because of it, and thank God for that. But one of the parts of the program is the potential to roll that loan into a grant to be forgiven for having to pay it back. And I have seen, and I told my audience a couple of months ago, I said, folks, when you do this loan, expect to have to reconcile it one day out in the future. In a few months, you're going to have to reconcile what you did and everything in order to turn it into a grant. Well, those documents are now available. And the bank sends them out to you. And I've seen those documents, Rebecca, and I'm a fair hand with technical documents, and I would just turn it over to an accountant. I'd have to pay an accountant to fill those documents out. They're not simple. What do you think?
Not simple at all. And we're just recently introduced. So, you know, something as small businesses were taking on these loans, there was not clear guidance what they were going to have to do in order to get the loan forgiven. And so now this application for forgiveness for the grant is an 11-page document.
Yeah.
You're right. It requires a CPA to get in there and get it figured out.
Several of the lines,
I had to read it over and over again to just try and figure out what it meant and how do you comply with that. We feel that a more simplified application is a must as we move forward, and we're really pushing on Congress, SBA, Treasury to come out with something that is more in line with the intent of this program, that if it's spent on payroll, let's forgive it as a grant.
That's right. Well, you know, Rebecca, I have been asked about this, and I looked at the documents, and just like the reforming of the CARES Act, and not just the CARES Act, but the conditions that the Treasury Department put on those loans, the Paycheck Protection Program loan, which was, you know, pretty onerous, 8 weeks, 75, 25. And just like that's been reformed and those dates have been pushed out, those percentages have been changed. Whenever I've been asked about these documents, I've said to them, look, this isn't something you need to worry about today. Put it in a file, keep it handy, but this is not how it's going to roll out. You've got weeks, if not months, to reconcile this. And let's just let the government play out their plans and see what happens when you actually have to do this. What do you think about that advice?
You know, I think that makes sense. There's so much that's changing right now. You know, we've seen in this latest bill that passed the PPP Flexibility Act, that covered period went from 8 weeks to 24 weeks. So that gives businesses a lot more time not only to use these funds on payroll and the other allowable expenses, but also to work through this, hopefully, what will be a new, more simplified forgiveness application.
Right. I hope so, too. And for sure, small business owners don't need to have any documents pushed in front of them that makes them feel like they might have done something wrong. I mean, I'm just not going to stand
absolutely
for that.
Absolutely not.
I'm just going to get up on my hind legs about that, Rebecca, and I hope you will too.
Oh, so true. I mean, goodness gracious, what small businesses have done to try and weather the storm at no fault of their own, to keep their doors open, to modify what they do.
Remember, we didn't ask for it. This is what small business owners, Rebecca, small business owners have their nose to the grindstone. Anatomically, that means they keep their head down. They didn't ask for this. They're glad for it. We thank you for it. But don't make us feel like we've done something wrong because we took some help that we didn't ask for or act like we deserved it. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I so agree with that. And it's, you know, this is, small businesses are the heart of this country. And so we need to stand them up. We need to support them and get them through this difficult time. And the last thing that they need is any ill will because they've used this program to keep their doors open and to keep those local economies alive in the communities that they operate.
Well, the other thing, though, and as we wrap up our visit, Rebecca, let's make sure that they need to also make sure that this doesn't turn into a good deed going punished by community bankers. Community bankers do not need to, in any way, fashion, or form, look like the bad guys for having to send out documents that look like this. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Oh, so true. Again, they got into this when a lot of banks were not willing to do it or were turning customers away or taking too long to do it. And they took those risks. And they got those funds out there to these small businesses. They are the heroes, and we need to treat them appropriately.
Absolutely. ICBA.org, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Independent Community Bankers of America. Rebecca Romero-Rainey, will you come back again?
Definitely. Would love to, Jim. Thank you for your time, and thank you so much for your support of Community Bank.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.